This is the reading for April 29th, Psalm 119. Happy are those who live pure lives, who follow the Lord's teachings. Happy are those who keep His rules, who try to obey Him with their whole heart. They don't do what is wrong, they follow His ways. Lord, You gave Your orders to be obeyed completely. I wish I were more loyal in obeying Your demands. Then I would not be ashamed when I study Your commands. When I learned that Your laws are fair, I praised You with an honest heart. I will obey Your demands, so please don't ever leave me. How can a young person live a pure life? By obeying Your word. With all my heart, I try to obey You. Don't let me break Your commands. I have taken Your words to heart, so I would not sin against You. Lord, You should be praised. Teach me Your demands. My lips will tell about all the laws You have spoken. I enjoy living by Your rules, as people enjoy great riches. I think about Your orders and study Your ways. I enjoy obeying Your demands, and I will not forget Your word. Do good to me, Your servant, so I can live, so I can obey Your word. Open my eyes to see the miracles in Your teachings. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide Your commands from me. I wear myself out with desire for Your laws all the time. You scold proud people. Those who ignore Your commands are cursed. Don't let me be insulted and hated because I keep Your rules. Even if princes speak against me, I, Your servant, will think about Your demands. Your rules give me pleasure. They give me good advice. I am about to die. Give me life as You have promised. I told You about my life and You answered me. Teach me Your demands. Help me understand Your orders. Then I will think about Your miracles. I am sad and tired. Make me strong again as You have promised. Don't let me be dishonest. Have mercy on me by helping me obey Your teachings. I have chosen the way of truth. I have obeyed Your laws. I hold on to Your rules. Lord, do not let me be disgraced. I will quickly obey Your commands because You have made me happy. Lord, teach me Your demands and I will keep them until the end. Help me understand so I can keep Your teachings, obeying them with all my heart. Lead me in the path of Your commands because that makes me happy. Make me want to keep Your rules instead of wishing for riches. Keep me from looking at worthless things. Let me live by Your word. Keep Your promise to me, Your servant, so You will be respected. Take away the shame I fear because Your laws are good. How I want to follow Your orders. Give me life because of Your goodness. Lord, show me Your love and save me as You have promised. I have an answer for people who insult me because I trust what You say. Never keep me from speaking Your truth because I depend on Your fair laws. I will obey Your teachings forever and ever, so I will live in freedom because I want to follow Your orders. I will discuss Your rules with kings and will not be ashamed. I enjoy obeying Your commands, which I love. I praise Your commands, which I love, and I think about Your demands. Remember Your promise to me, Your servant. It gives me hope. When I suffer, this comforts me. Your promise gives me life. Proud people always make fun of me, but I do not reject Your teachings. I remember Your laws from long ago, and they comfort me, Lord. I become angry with wicked people who do not keep Your teachings. I sing about Your demands wherever I live. Lord, I remember You at night, and I will obey Your teachings. This is what I do. I follow Your orders. Lord, You are my share in life. I have promised to obey Your words. I prayed to You with all my heart. Have mercy on me as You have promised. I thought about my life and I decided to follow Your rules. I hurried and did not wait to obey Your commands. Wicked people have tied me up, but I have not forgotten Your teachings. In the middle of the night, I get up to thank You because Your laws are right. I am a friend to everyone who fears You, to anyone who obeys Your orders. Lord, Your love fills the earth. Teach me Your demands. You have done good things for Your servant, as You have promised, Lord. Teach me wisdom and knowledge, because I trust Your commands. Before I suffered, I did wrong, but now I obey Your word. You are good, and You do what is good. Teach me Your demands. Proud people have made up lies about me, but I will follow Your orders with all my heart. Those people have no feelings, but I love Your teachings. It was good for me to suffer so I would learn Your demands. Your teachings are worth more to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. You made me and formed me with your hands. Give me understanding so I can learn your commands. Let those who respect you rejoice when they see me, because I put my hope in your word. Lord, I know that your laws are right, and that it was right for you to punish me. Comfort me with your love, as you promised me your servant. Have mercy on me so that I may live. I love your teachings. Make proud people ashamed because they lied about me. But I will think about your orders. Let those who respect you return to me, those who know your rules. Let me obey your demands perfectly so I will not be ashamed. I am weak from waiting for you to save me, but I hope in your word. My eyes are tired from looking for your promise. When will you comfort me? Even though I am like a wine bag going up in smoke, I do not forget your demands. How long will I live? When will you judge those who are hurting me? Proud people have dug pits to trap me. They have nothing to do with your teachings. All of your commands can be trusted. Liars are hurting me. Help me. They have almost put me in the grave, but I have not rejected your orders. Give me life by your love so I can obey your rules. Lord, your word is everlasting. It continues forever in heaven. Your loyalty will go on and on. You made the earth and it still stands. All things continue to this day because of your laws, because all things serve you. If I had not loved your teachings, I would have died from my sufferings. I will never forget your orders because you have given me life by them. I am yours. Save me. I want to obey your orders. Wicked people are waiting to destroy me, but I will think about your rules. Everything I see has its limits, but your commands have none. How I love your teachings. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies because they are mine forever. I am wiser than all my teachers because I think about your rules. I have more understanding than the older leaders because I follow your orders. I have avoided every evil way so I could obey your word. I haven't walked away from your laws because you yourself are my teacher. Your promises are sweet to me, sweeter than honey in my mouth. Your orders give me understanding, so I hate lying ways. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. I will do what I have promised and obey your fair laws. I have suffered for a long time. Lord, give me life by your word. Lord, accept my willing praise and teach me your laws. My life is always in danger, but I haven't forgotten your teachings. Wicked people have set a trap for me, but I haven't strayed from your orders. I will follow your rules forever because they make me happy. I will try to do what you demand forever until the end. I hate disloyal people, but I love your teachings. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Get away from me, you who do evil, so I can keep my God's commands. Support me as you promised so I can live. Don't let me be embarrassed because of my hopes. Help me and I will be saved. I will always respect your demands. You reject those who ignore your demands because their lies mislead them. You throw away the wicked of the world like trash, so I will love your rules. I shake in fear of you. I respect your laws. I have done what is fair and right. Don't leave me to those who wrong me. Promise that you will help me, your servant. Don't let proud people wrong me. My eyes are tired from looking for your salvation and for your good promise. Show your love to me, your servant, and teach me your demands. I am your servant. Give me wisdom so I can understand your rules. Lord, it is time for you to do something because people have disobeyed your teachings. I love your commands more than the purest gold. I respect all your orders, so I hate lying ways. Your rules are wonderful. That is why I keep them. Learning your words gives wisdom and understanding for the foolish. I am nearly out of breath. I really want to learn your commands. Look at me and have mercy on me as you do for those who love you. Guide my steps as you promised. Don't let any sin control me. Save me from harmful people so I can obey your orders. Show your kindness to me, your servant. Teach me your demands. Tears stream from my eyes because people do not obey your teachings. Lord, you do what is right, and your laws are fair. The rules you commanded are right and completely trustworthy. I am so upset, I am worn out because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your promises are proven, so I, your servant, love them. I am an unimportant, and hated, but I have not forgotten your orders. Your goodness continues forever, and your teachings are true. I have had troubles and misery, but I love your commands. Your rules are always good. Help me understand so I can live. Lord, I call to you with all my heart. Answer me, and I will keep your demands. I call to you. Save me so I can obey your rules. I wake up early in the morning and cry out. I hope in your word. I stay awake all night so I can think about your promises. Listen to me because of your love. Lord, give me life by your laws. Those who love evil are near, but they are far from your teachings. But Lord, you are also near, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your rules that you made them to continue forever. See my suffering and rescue me, because I have not forgotten your teachings. Argue my case and save me. Let me live by your promises. Wicked people are far from being saved, because they do not want your commands. Lord, you are very kind. Give me life by your laws. Many enemies are after me, but I have not rejected your rules. I see those traitors and I hate them, because they do not obey what you say. See how I love your orders. Lord, give me life by your love. Your words are true from the start, and all your laws will be fair forever. Leaders attack me for no reason, but I fear your law in my heart. I am as happy over your promises as if I had found a great treasure. I hate and despise lies, but I love your teachings. 7 times a day I praise you for your fair laws. Those who love your teachings will find true peace, and nothing will defeat them. I am waiting for you to save me, Lord. I will obey your commands. I obey your rules, and I love them very much. I obey your orders and rules, because you know everything I do. Hear my cry to you, Lord. Let your word help me understand. Listen to my prayer. Save me as you promised. Let me speak your praise, because you have taught me your demands. Let me sing about your promises, because all your commands are fair. Give me your helping hand, because I have chosen your commands. I want you to save me, Lord. I love your teachings. Let me live so I can praise you, and let your laws help me. I have wandered like a lost sheep. Look for your servant, because I have not forgotten your commands. Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a suitable home for you, one that will be good for you. Now Boaz, whose young women you worked with, is our close relative. Tonight he will be working at the threshing floor. Wash yourself, put on perfume, change your clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But don't let him know you're there until he has finished his dinner. Watch him so you will know where he lies down to sleep. When he lies down, go and lift the cover off his feet and lie down. He will tell you what you should do." Then Ruth answered, "I will do everything you say." So Ruth went down to the threshing floor and did all her mother-in-law told her to do. After his evening meal, Boaz felt good and went to sleep, lying beside the pile of grain. Ruth went to him quietly and lifted the cover from his feet and lay down. About midnight, Boaz was startled and rolled over. There was a woman lying near his feet. Boaz asked, "Who are you?" She said, "I am Ruth, your servant girl. Spread your cover over me, because you are a relative who is supposed to take care of me." Then Boaz said, "The Lord bless you, my daughter. This act of kindness is greater than the kindness you showed to Naomi in the beginning. You didn't look for a young man to marry, either rich or poor. Now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do everything you ask, because all the people in our town know you are a good woman. It is true that I am a relative who is to take care of you, but you have a closer relative than I. Stay here tonight, and in the morning we will see if he will take care of you. If he decides to take care of you, that is fine, but if he refuses, I will take care of you myself, as surely as the Lord lives. So stay here until morning." So Ruth stayed near his feet until morning, but got up while it was still too dark to recognize anyone. Boaz thought, "People in town must not know that the woman came here to the threshing floor." So Boaz said to Ruth, "Bring me your shawl and hold it open." So Ruth held her shawl open, and Boaz poured 6 portions of barley into it. Boaz then put it on her head and went back to the city. When Ruth went back to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did you do, my daughter?" Ruth told Naomi everything that Boaz did for her. She said, "Boaz gave me these 6 portions of barley, saying, 'You must not go home without a gift for your mother-in-law.' Naomi answered, "Ruth, my daughter, wait here until you see what happens. Boaz will not rest until he has finished doing what he should do today." Ruth chapter 4. Boaz went to the city gate and sat there until the close relative he had mentioned passed by. Boaz called to him, "Come here, friend, and sit down." So the man came over and sat down. Boaz gathered 10 of the older leaders of the city and told them, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Then Boaz said to the close relative, "Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, wants to sell the piece of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. So I decided to tell you about it. If you want to buy back the land, then buy it in front of the people who are sitting here and in front of the older leaders of my people. But if you don't want to buy it, tell me, because you are the only one who can buy it, and I am next after you." The close relative answered, "I will buy back the land." Then Boaz explained, "When you buy the land from Naomi, you must also marry Ruth, the Moabite, the dead man's wife. That way the land will stay in the dead man's name." The close relative answered, "I can't buy back the land. If I did, I might harm what I can pass on to my own sons. I cannot buy the land back, so buy it yourself." Long ago in Israel, when people traded or bought back something, one person took off his sandal and gave it to the other person. This was the proof of ownership in Israel. So the close relative said to Boaz, "Buy the land yourself," and he took off his sandal. Then Boaz said to the older leaders and to all the people, "You are witnesses today. I am buying from Naomi everything that belonged to Elimelech and Chilion and Mahlon. I am also taking Ruth, the Moabite, who was the wife of Mahlon, as my wife. I am doing this so her dead husband's property will stay in his name, and his name will not be separated from his family in his hometown. You are witnesses today." So all the people and older leaders who were at the city gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make this woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who had many children and built up the people of Israel. May you become powerful in the district of Ephrathah and famous in Bethlehem. As Tamar gave birth to Judah's son Perez, may the Lord give you many children through Ruth. May your family be great like his." So Boaz took Ruth home as his wife and had sexual relations with her. The Lord let her become pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. The women told Naomi, "Praise the Lord who gave you this grandson. May he become famous in Israel. He will give you new life and will take care of you in your old age because your daughter-in-law who loves you. She is better for you than 7 sons because she has given birth to your grandson." Naomi took the boy, held him in her arms, and cared for him. The neighbors gave the boy his name, saying, "This boy was born for Naomi." They named him Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David. This is the family history of Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram, who was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon, who was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz, who was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David.